RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. The Indonesian military should internally evaluate the development of main weapons for defense system. Indonesia proposes for action for Rakhine. Three Indonesians kidnapped by Abu Sayyaf. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian military should internally evaluate the development of main weapons for defense system. To deal with increasingly complex challenges, the Indonesian military or TNI should dare to evaluate themselves in order to improve its future force. Lately, there has been a military plane crash resulted in both personnel and material losses. The military commander, General Gatot Nurmantio, in his speech at the handover position of Chief of Staff of the Air Force at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base in Jakarta on Friday, January the 20th, said, "Consistency in the development of military strength is one of the primary capital to support the military main force."
Dalam membangun kekuatan TNI Angkatan Udara,
to build Air Force strength, we should dare to evaluate ourselves honestly and especially related to the development of main weapons for defense system, as there are still several accidents of military planes and it resulted in both personnel and material losses. It shows that we have to repair and rebuild Air Force strength seriously. General Gatot Nurmantio expects the crash of the military plane will not occur anymore in the future. Therefore, it will take strong will to internally fix the militaries in the planning, procurement, usage, and maintenance of planes. Marshal Agus Supriyatno has handed Air Force Chief of Staff Baton of Command to Marshal Hadi Cahyanto in a ceremony at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base in Jakarta on Friday, January the 20th. After the handover, he said,
"Kita akan melaksanakan yaitu kajian. Kemudian kita akan
We will conduct an evaluation and we will give the best to fix the management both in training and procurement. Those managements can decrease the number of accidents. We expect zero accidents, of course." Marshal Hadi Cahyanto explained that in accordance with the concept of works maritime axis, the Indonesian Air Force will develop Air Force's strength in the outmost islands such as in Natuna, Morotai, Biak, and so on. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi proposed four actions to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, to improve the situation in Rakhine, Myanmar. According to a press release received by Antara on Friday, the suggestions were delivered by the minister at the Extraordinary Ministerial Conference of the OIC in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on January the 19th. It aims to address the current plight of the Rohingya Muslim minority in Myanmar. The first action is offering humanitarian aid and security advices, which can prevent the situation in Rakhine State from deteriorating further, than can be done within the OIC. The second action is to work closely with the Myanmar government, while the third action involves cooperation with regional organizations such as ASEAN to prevent political issues from hindering all forms of assistance to Rakhine states. The fourth, OIC member countries should work with Myanmar to assist with its economic development with the possibility of assistance from the Islamic Development Bank. Selayar Police Chief Commissioner Edi Tarigan said that three South Sulawesi fishermen have been kidnapped by the notorious Philippines-based Abu Sayyaf when they were sailing between Malaysia and the Philippines. He remarked that the Indonesian consulate in Tawau, Malaysia, had confirmed that they were taken hostage on Thursday. Edi further said the police had picked up relatives of the hostages on Bembe Island, a 10-hour boat trip from the regional capital, so that could attempt on Saturday to communicate with the consulate to obtain information about the hostages. Smartphone giant Apple is considering the Greater Jakarta area, Bandung and Yogyakarta as potential locations for its research and development centers, which it must establish to comply with Indonesian regulations. The government has allowed Apple to sell its iPhone 7 in Indonesia this year after the United States-based company gave a commitment to establish local research and development centers. A domestic investment of between 550 billion rupiahs and 700 billion rupiahs, or 41 million to 52 million US dollars, would ensure that the smartphone maker complies with local content requirements. The government has stipulated that any new smartphone sold in Indonesia this year should have at least 30% of its total value in local content, with consisting of either components of software or both, compared with 20% in 2016. Telecommunication and Information Technology Minister Rudiantara said Apple will establish one research and development center near the capital, but the government has encouraged the company to also build facilities outside Java. Industry Minister Erlangga Hartanto said that two other locations would likely to be Bandung in West Java and Yogyakarta. The government has set June this year as the deadline for Apple to establish the facilities. Last item, police personnel numbers on Riau Islands will be doubled to anticipate conflict in South China Sea following the change of leadership in the United States, as the nation has played a role in the disputed waters. National Police Chief General Tito Karnavian stated on Friday the number of police would be increased to around 12,000 personnel from the current 5,000 on Riau Islands, the province located closest to the South China Sea, following the upgraded level of Riau Islands police from Type B to Type A. Tito reminded that the change of U.S. leadership would affect their policy toward the South China Sea, a potential flashpoint between superpower countries like the U.S. and China. Following the level upgrade, Riau Islands police would now have a two-star general as its chief and 12,000 personnel according to the police standards. The province now has 7 police precincts and 1 police sub-precincts with Natuna and Anambas, police precincts adjacent to the South China Sea. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The Indonesian military should internally evaluate the development of main weapons for defense system. Indonesia proposes 4 actions for Rakhine. Apple is considering 3 locations in Indonesia for its R&D centers. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various significant events that occurred this week are reviewed in editorial of some leading media published in Jakarta and re-outlined in the press review today. Let's start with Kompas newspaper in editorial on Friday, the Daily wrote, maintaining growth momentum. Kompas report in the last few days tried to capture expectation, optimism and concern of business leaders across various sectors. Most of them generally are optimistic about economic prospect in 2017 and believed to be better than in 2016. This is in line with the prediction of international agency, which all predict Indonesia's gross domestic product or GDP in 2017 will exceed in figure predicted by the government. The optimism was partly triggered by the continued development of strategic infrastructure projects and the impact of various economic policy package launched through 2016. Kompas wrote some of them are already poised to expand, adding capacity and investment. However, Others still hold back because of concerns over the political dynamics, the domestic and global economic condition, which are still colored by slowing of the Chinese economy and the election of the United States president. According to Compass, the government's steps to create safety and comfort as well as control the political situation are highly appreciated, while concerns over external uncertainties can only be answered if all parties focus on fixing the condition in the country to keep the optimism. In principle, maintaining the growth momentum is the major theme that should be kept together. Turning to Media Indonesia newspaper, in its editorial on Wednesday, it wrote, "Mending the Torn Diversity." Diversity is a gift and also an asset. The concept, in fact, has softened the sharp differences in tolerance. Within the diversity, there are three efforts to knit any differences for the sake of producing strength based on unity. It is unfortunate that this country often refuses that gift. Indonesia is frequently hit by diversity issues. The country, which was established by the founding fathers after successfully overcome the differences, is now actually facing the issue of tolerance fragility. Anthropologists who are members of the movement for diverse and inclusive Indonesian Anpolis even called the current state as tolerance and diversity emergency. According to Media Indonesia, law will stand when the state apparatuses, whoever they are not subject to pressure. At the same time, the state should have also the will to evaluate regulations that have not implemented the spirit of diversity. The next step is to rebuild spaces of tolerance and diversity from an early age through education. Do not forget also that one of the roots of the problem of diversity is economic inequality and poverty. Media Indonesia wrote that in all the efforts, the state should be tactical. It should be able to mobilize all elements of the nation to reinforce the strength of the asset called diversity. Well, listener, that was Press Review for RRIWO Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start today's edition of Today in History with an event that happened on January 21, 1952, the launching of the first nuclear submarine in the world. USS Nautilus, which was built at the Croton Shipyard in the Connecticut, the United States, with dimensions of 91 meters long and more than 3,000 tons weight, Nautilus was the first nuclear-powered submarine in the world. Giving Nautilus' name was in honor of the famous author in the 18th century, Jules Verne, with a story of 2,000 miles under the sea with his Nautilus submarine. The Nautilus was able to dive under the sea for a few weeks and capable to roam 140,000 kilometers. In August 1958, Nautilus made history as the first spacecraft to sail under the sea under a pile of ice at the North Pole. On January 21, 1976, supersonic Concorde aircraft firstly fly to serve commercial service. Concorde is a supersonic aircraft with a remarkable speed exceeds the sound. It was firstly initiated in the 1950s by Britain and France. After a period of research and assembly, on January 21, 1976, finally two Super Concorde jets took off from the Heathrow Airport, London, and Orly Airport, Paris. The flight from London brought passengers to Bahrain via the Persian Gulf, while the flight from Paris to the Rio de Janeiro through Senegal. The aircraft is capable to carrying 144 passengers at a speed of 2,200 km per hour at an altitude of 60,000 feet. With remarkable speed, the Concorde only takes 2.5 hours from Paris to New York. In fact, the average distance of the ordinary plane should take more than 7 hours. On July 25, 2000, the Air France-owned Concorde airline crashed 60 seconds after takeoff from Paris, killing 109 passengers and more than 4 hotel employees affected by the ill-fated plane. In addition to the fatal accident, the effects of noise pollution from march of supersonic speed
and high operational costs, also the cost of Concorde aircraft operation was finally stopped in 2003 by Air France and British Airways. And we end today's segment of Today in History with the next events that occurred on January 21, 1985, the bombing of Borobudur Temple by a group of extremists. Listener, the Borobudur bomb is a bombing incident to the historical heritage of Borobudur Temple, which is located in Magelang, Central Java, on Monday, January 21, 1985. This terrorism incident was motivated as the second jihad that hit Indonesia after plane hijacking of Garuda DC-9 Voila by members of Jihad Command in 1981. Some powerful explosions destroyed 9 stupas on the Sailendra Dynasty Relics Temple built since the 8th up to 9th century BC. The police who investigating the bombing incident called Ibrahim alias Muhammad Jawad alias Krishna as the mastermind. The bombing figure Muhammad Jawad still missing and has not been successfully arrested by Indonesian police until nowadays. However, the police managed to arrest some people who associated to the Borobudur bombing. Although the actors were finally fallen by the court with 20 years to life sentence, the perpetrators remain reject the accusations of being the mastermind, even not involved anymore. That was Today in History from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thank you for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today, it's on the World Bank Prices Indonesia Economic Resilience. The World Bank Country Director for Indonesia, Rodrigo Chavez, assessed the current Indonesian domestic political dynamics will not really affect the investment climate. Speaking in the launch of Indonesia Economic Quarterly Reports from January 2017 edition of the World Bank in Jakarta on Tuesday, as quoted by Antara, he said this is because investors have a strong view that Indonesia's political and democratic system is functioning. The World Bank also considers Indonesia was able to face global uncertainties that occurred throughout 2016. For many countries, the period of 2016 with various turmoil was a hard time span. The latest example was the election of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Simultaneously, financial markets of many countries were affected. Although the size of turmoil differs, Indonesia became one of the countries that has successfully passed the situation. Rodrigo Chavez said it's true, the exchange rate was weakened against the United States dollar and the Jakarta Composite Index had declined, but it did not happen quite deeply. In the record of the World Bank, the success of Indonesia through the turmoil could be seen in the rupiah depreciation that occurred only 3% in the last quarter in 2016. The equity markets rebound, though not entirely, after declining by 3.6%. Inflation was still within the range that had been set, which is equal to 3.2%. The main factor is the price control over rice and fuel. The government is also considered successful in controlling the state budget with a realized deficit of 2.46% of gross domestic product at the end of the year. Whereas previously the World Bank projected a deficit of 2.8% of gross domestic product, and it also cannot be separated from the optimization of tax amnesty policy. On the other hand, there are improvements to business regulation. A total of 14 policy packages that have been launched by the government affect the inflow of foreign investment into the country. Through the report, the World Bank considers Indonesia to be able to utilize the fruit of investment-related policy improvement that can improve ease of doing business ranking, which is now ranked 91 in 2017 from the previous ranking of 106 in 2016. The World Bank report also said Indonesia now needs to move beyond quick win repair and begin to implement a medium-term structural reforms to further improve the business climate. Although the global economy has not fully recovered, the World Bank actually optimistic that Indonesia could achieve economic growth of 5.3% this year. The projection is higher when compared to the target of 1.1% in the state budget 2017. Well, sir, that was Focus for today. Over the radio service, Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. To deal with increasingly complex challenges, the Indonesian military should dare to evaluate themselves in order to improve its future force. Military Commander General Gatot Nurmantio in his speech at the handover position of Chief of Staff of the Air Force in Jakarta on Friday said consistency in the development of military strength is one of the primary capital to support the military main force. Marshal Agus Supriyatna has handed Air Force Chief of Staff Baton of Command to Marshal Hadi Cahyanto in a ceremony at Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport Base in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi proposed four actions in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation meeting to improve the situation in Rakhine, Myanmar. Selayar Police Chief Edi Tarigan said that three South Sulawesi fishermen have been kidnapped by the notorious Philippine-based Abu Sayyaf when they were sailing between Malaysia and the Philippines. Smartphone giant Apple is considering the Greater Jakarta area, Bandung and Yogyakarta, as potential location for its research and development centers, which it must establish to comply with Indonesian regulation. Police personnel numbers on Riau Islands will be doubled to anticipate conflict in the South China Sea following the change of leadership in the United States as the nation has played a role in the disputed waters. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it's nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Listener, tourism destinations of Jakarta have been well known among tourists. The beauty of nature, art and culture of local people as well as typical foods make the city to be visited. In 2016, there is a kind of beverage from Yogyakarta which becomes trending topic on media online. Since that time, many tourists come to the city to taste the beverage. The beverage is Klotok Coffee. There are many ways to brew coffee. By different ways, certainly will produce different tastes. For example, Klotok Coffee, which is brewed in unique way. Klotok Coffee more thick and has strong aroma. listener to make a lot of coffee does not use special or different material. Coffee which is used is coffee type of Robusta or Arabica. But to produce special taste, coffee bean must rip on tree. It means the coffee beans to be not picked, but the coffee itself is allowed to fall to the ground. Consequently, the coffee beans' color change to be black. To make a cup of coffee, coffee powder is baked without water in a cup. After first aroma is wave, the coffee is pour water and boil. The herd's coffee powder in a pan will produce strong aroma. Listener, there are two things behind the name of Kloto coffee. Firstly, it is taken from the way of cooking process. Coffee powder, which is sticky on the pan, will be peeled off and drenched with water. Secondly, name of Kloto comes from name of village where the coffee is popularized. Listener, if you are curious and want to taste Kloto coffee, you can come to Jalan Kaliurang, Pakem Subdistrict, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Kloto Coffee from Yogyakarta. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back with me, Andika in Miscellany of Water Revo Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, batik is Indonesia's indigenous cultural heritage that we should be proud of, especially since batik recognized as masterpieces of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity by the UNESCO in 2 October 2009. Since then, 2 October commemorated as Batik Day nationally and internationally. Indonesian batik known to have various different types and patterns, and the cities known as the leading batik producers, the batik artisans usually have their own unique patterns, hardly imitated by batik artisans from other cities. That is matter of fact, confirming that Indonesian batik is rich. Today we will introduce you to batik pattern from Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listener, batik undeniable impresses the sense of Java. Even the name batik took from Javanese words amba and tik. Amba means menulis or writing and tik means titik or dot. So batik literally means an activity in writing dots by using malam or the Javanese traditional wax in a piece of fabric. In Sumatra, the batik artisans use the same rules as the Javanese batik artisans. They also use canting, brass, and stamp as the tools. The difference between Sumatran and Javanese batiks are only in the patterns of colors. However, the Sumatran batik less popular compared to the Javanese one. Why? Titik Joko Sumaryono from the Indonesian Batik Foundation explained that the unpopularity of Sumatran batik caused by the usage. Batik in Sumatra rarely wears by the people, unlike in Java, where a lot of people wear batik more often. Some people even wear batik every day in Java. whereas the spread of Sumatran batik has occurred for centuries. That is why some batik patterns in Sumatra related to the ruling royal when batik patterns was born. Even the Sumatran batik less popular compared to Javanese one, but there are various types of batik with unique patterns from cities across Sumatra Island, start Aceh, Medan, Palembang, Padang, Riau, and Jambi. Aceh-ness batik recognized since the 17th century. Aceh door is the most well-known pattern in Aceh-ness batik, usually uses bright colors such as red, green, yellow, and pink. The door pattern is described similarly with the door of the Aceh-ness traditional house, especially in low size. This pattern symbolizes the attitude of the Aceh-ness people, which is easily to accept differences. Then there is Jambi batik. Jambi batik is usually used in the form of loose fitting robes, gloves or scarves or shawls, unlike the Javanese batik which usually using long pieces of fabric. Distinctive colors commonly found in Jambi batik are red, blue, black and yellow. The pattern is generally taken from nature such as plants, animals and daily activities of the Jambi residents. Jambi famous batik patterns include sanggat sheep, peasants, the broken durian, the geram peacock, and tampok mangosteen. In Riau, there is tabir batik. Tabir batik is made uses the system of writing and dubbing. The colors usually bright such as red, yellow, and green. The style and motifs include flowers, soso, chrysolite, and kenduduk. Batik Medan indeed has its own characteristics that are taken from each tribe located in North Sumatra. The batik pattern adapted to the various ethnic Batak located in North Sumatra, for example Mandailing, Tapanuli North, Simalungun, Karo, Dairi Pakpak, as well as Central Tapanuli. People start to interest in the Medan batik made from ulos fabric obtained from each district in North Sumatra. Although it still seems too rigid because ulos commonly used for custom events. The only difference between Medan batik with batik originated of the island from Java, which lies in the pattern. Javanese pattern generally use florals, animals, and so forth. Meanwhile, Medan batik patterns come from various ethnic groups that exist in North Sumatra. For example, ulos pattern, which is taken from ulos Batak fabric. Listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to duo pop Indonesia, Pasto One. Earlier, Pasto One is well known with the name Pasto and consisted of four personnel, namely Bayu Risa, Rudolf, Melto, and Ryan Pono. Under guided by Glenn Fredly, Pasto performed from stage to another stage like Java Jazz Anti-Looking Talent Competition, Bintang Cari Bintang. Finally, in 2007, Pasto released their first album entitled I Need You. Unfortunately, Pasto was left by its personnel and was remained Ryan and Melto. Precisely, they are more popular with the album Kembali, and one of their hit song is Aku Pasti Kembali. Well, listener, let's listen to Aku Pasti Kembali song by Pastowan featuring Maya Estianti at Voice of Indonesia Studio.
Waktu telah tiba, aku kan meninggalkan, tinggalkan kamu untuk sementara. Kau dekap aku, kau bilang jangan pergi, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata, aku hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Oh, oh. Kau peluk aku, kau cium pipiku, kau bilang jangan. Hatiku sedih, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata, aku hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Apabila nanti kau rindukanku di dekatmu, pasti akan kembali. Sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Aku hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Aku hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Aku pasti kembali. Aku pasti kembali.
Hey. That was Pastuan feat Maya Estianti with the song entitled Aku Pasti Kembali. Song composed by Maya was popularized by Duo Ratu. The song content of advice for people who are loved and will be left temporarily. In 2011, Pastuan was left again by one of his personal namely Ryan. Maya Estianti as producer of Pastuan denied if this group band break up. As a replacement, Maya held audition some participation and Mario was chosen to replace Ryan. And this group changed to be Pastuan by releasing old songs belonging to Ratu, Salahkah Diriku Terlalu Mencintaimu, which is sung by Pastuan featuring Milika. In 2015, Maya Estianti and Pastuan collaborated in a compilation album entitled Maya Pastuan with the Stars. Album which is produced by Maya contains of 10 songs. One of the songs in this album will be played for you. Here is Pastuan feat. Maya Estianti.
Dan kau sayang aku, kadang kau benci aku, kau perlakukan aku semaumu. Hari ini kau jujur, nanti kembali berdusta. Adakah jenuh hatimu? Katakanlah bila ini harus berakhir. Biarkan ini menjadi sebuah kenangan yang takkan terlupa untuk selamanya. Yang bertahan meski sulit.
kadang kau benci aku.
You still tune in Radio Reward Service Voice of Indonesia with me Andika. Listener, the song entitled Hanya Memuji was popularized by Santhia Marcel in 2000. Basically, musical arrangement of the two versions is similar in dance music genre. The difference is the first version has classic genre, while the second one in Motown dance genre. This song tells both admiration to somebody, but she or he does not want to love further because he or he is only admired and prized. Listeners, still in the album, Maya Pasto with the Stars Pastuan sing Syahrini's song entitled Kau Yang Telah Memilihku. This song is still in ballad genre, but this song is sung more relaxed with guitar rhythm. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to song for Pastuan. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Ini kisah sedihku, ku meninggalkan dia. Betapa bodohnya aku. Dan kini aku menyesal melepas keindahan dari itu kamu. Tuhan tolonglah aku kembalikan dia ke dalam pelukku, karena ku tak bisa mengganti dirinya. Ku akui jujur aku tak sanggup, sungguh aku tak bisa. Telah ku jalani semua cinta selain kamu, tapi tak ada yang sama. Beribu cara ku tempuh untuk melupakan kamu, tapi tak mampu. Tuhan tolonglah aku kembalikan dia ke dalam pelukku, karena ku tak bisa mengganti dirinya. Ku akui jujur aku tak sanggup, sungguh aku tak bisa.
Rasanya ketika kamu pergi hancur.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.